the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
I didn't see any horses yesterday. Not a one.
Where were you?
Anywhere. Oh. Everywhere.
You didn't see one horse?
No, like I just completely avoided, unintentionally, the Melbourne Cup. But I kind of, I remember where I was, where I was like, oh, it's on because I can hear radios on.
Yeah, right.
But does it make me un-Australian to go, I'm not really invested in the Melbourne Cup?
Nah, I think, yeah, sorry, I got distracted by someone, Donald Trump's on the TV and his face was completely orange. You're like, you're turning up the contrast. But anyway, no, I
think you're right with that.
Yeah, I am. I'm almost certain. I'm almost certain.
But the feed goes out and it's they've done something to make him
look worse
than he is.
Because it's more dramatic. It's more dramatic if you put up the contrast.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't watch a Melbourne Cup either. Because I'm not, because usually I'm in Melbourne at the spring racing carnival. Well, so,
and if you're there, you definitely don't see it.
Yeah, actually, I do actually like the races. For the horses, as well as, you know, having some champagne, looking nice with my mates.
Socializing.
But yeah, no, I didn't watch it either, Rove. That makes you feel better.
It doesn't matter. Like if you said, oh no, I did see it and I was there and a big fan, that's perfectly fine. I'm just the same from my end. I'm just like, I don't know. I grew up around racehorses. My I have a Melbourne Cup winner in my family, like a Melbourne Cup winning trainer, a Melbourne Cup winning jockey.
Oh, wow.
My family are horse trainers, horse racers, horse breeders.
Do they look after the horses?
In a legal sense. Yeah, yes. They're not like, oh, I caught you having sex with a horse.
That's happened before. I've seen a video online.
Oh, yeah, sure. After all, you just feel sorry for the horse, isn't that? 4-year-old,
yuck.
4-year-old virgin. Yes. So, yeah, of course, yes, they looked after them. It's the jockeys who, man, they get it pretty rough.
Do they?
Yeah.
They get whipped.
They get whipped. They, like a lot of sauna stuff to, you know.
Make them lighter.
Make them lighter. You got to be a tiny little waif of a thing.
And have a voice like this.
Yeah, you do.
Cuties.
And I don't know that they're allowed to bet. I don't know. I think there's a thing about them being able to bet on horses.
Nah. There's no way you would be allowed to. That's, you know, that's like a something about something, you know?
It's exactly what it is.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to be completely honest. The chitty chatters, I'm starving and my brain has just switched off. Food is coming.
Is it? Did you put an order in?
Yes,
okay,
I did.
Okay, because I looked out and saw that there's nobody here.
Yeah.
Right at the point. Except we got two gentlemen outside who are the last two standing in your search to find Cody, our producer, a date.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to have to be sharp and focused for that. Sharp and focused, mate.
Sharp and focused.
It's going to be a goodie. I'm going to stitch her up so badly.
So explain to me what happened with when you put the pictures up. People didn't know this is the pictures of the outfit that you've chosen
for. Oh, my God. So obviously, I mean, the chitty chatters know what's up. They know. They get humour, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most hilarious things I find is when you put something online, like we'll put some content up, something a bit from the show, or even just a photo. Like, for example, we put Cody's two options, either a ball gown or like just these horrendously diaper tracksuit pants. And we're like, guys, which one? And then people were seriously commenting, going, well, one's too formal and one's too casual. It's like, I think it's quite clear that we're taking the piss, but people just don't quite get it. And it's really entertaining.
But thank you for letting us know what you think.
I really enjoy people ruining like hilarious things by their shit comments.
I've had similar things like that. Like you go, this is a bad example and I've never done this, but it would be like, you know, I have often posted things that are, it's a joke, it's a gag, you know, it'd be like, you know, when you do my complaints department thing and I'm calling, yeah. I'm going, Madison Square Garden's not a square or a garden.
Hilarious.
And the person going, I didn't realise that was a problem. When a response should be, well, of course it's not, dipshit.
Yeah, thanks,
of
Cody.
Of course it's not. Hi, Cody.
Hey, Cody, you're getting excited for it. Cody's brought in my food because you're a legend.
Cody, she's walking past the men's wash. Yeah, we can.
You're looking good today,
Are we on
Coach?
Out there? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I know, because the boys are looking entertained. Someone is. Nice to have some support, team. Yay.
Hey, producers, what do you think about our podcast?
It's good.
Hey. Good
chat. Oh, we said producers.
I am a producer.
We're not having this chat again, Jamie.
Oh, I know, Jamie was. I noticed he was puffing up his chest when the gents were in today.
Mate.
Someone was getting a bit.
You have a crush on Cody, you should be it.
That's it. Do it.
Sorry,
oh, now he doesn't want to talk. Now he doesn't want to talk.
Oh my God, I've got to stuff my face, so I'm not sure what you want to do in the meantime.
Have a shot.
I need to. Sorry, I just need to take one more bite. The Chitty Chat is like, do you want to throw to the show? Yeah.
Here's the significantly edited catch up.
Rogan Sam.
My wife is terrified, Sam.
Why?
She's petrified. Because she is doing something for the first time today that I dare say you have done before, I know I have done before, and many people have done before.
Right, what is it?
Well, we have Shawn Mendes coming up later on today. How appropriate. Stitches, Sam.
Oh, I'll be needing stitches.
Absolutely. And so she was on the set of Clever Man. She's shooting season 2 for the ABC. A bit of like a fight scene stunt thing has gone wrong. She smacked her head into her co-star's face.
Oh.
Clocked her square in the chin. Split her chin open. Real nice too, by the way.
Ouch.
Real good. A lot of blood. Messy, as you can imagine. She's come back. It's all bandaged up. And they had to go and she's got to get stitches.
Oh.
So she went. So the stitches have been done.
Yeah.
So that part's been done. But today she gets them out.
Oh, that's exciting.
And she was actually knocked out when they actually stitched it because they got to put a needle in and it's all going to be. It was pretty gruesome, but it's in a pretty full on spot.
Such a badass.
No, a badass would just bite down on a bullet or a piece of wood.
Yeah.
And just let them do it. And then, you know, what do they do in the movies? Where they just pour like alcohol. You take a swig of vodka, one for you and one for the cut, and then just suck it up and do it.
Ugh.
She's still pretty badass. She's still pretty badass.
It gives me the eebie-jeebies. I get weird about this, but keep going.
So today she gets them out, and last night she was just asking me a ton of questions about what's going to happen, and I can still feel under the bandage there's something there. And I'm like, well, that's the stitches. And she said, oh, right, so when it stitches, it's actual stitches.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah, because it's been covered up and bandaged the whole time, so she hasn't been able to see.
She's like a mummy.
Yeah, exactly. In both senses of the word, Sam. And that's when she told me she's never had stitches before. So I said, what's with the question? She said, I've never had stitches before.
Yeah, right.
No wonder she's so gorgeous and a scar on her. So I had to run her through what happens when you get your stitches out. She's like, is it going to hurt? I'm like, sort of, yes.
Was she just like, okay, and what else, what else, what else?
So when it's just like, will it be badly scarred? I said, look, it's probably going to fade. And I start running through. Here's all the ones on my body that I've had.
People love talking about their scars.
I've got a ripper. I've got one on my bum.
Yeah.
Scratched myself on a soap dish when I was a kid. Got two on my chin.
Oh, I can see them.
One was from pretending to be Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. I was holding onto the edge of the bath. Another bath. Keep kids out of the bath, I guess is what I'm saying. Gripping onto the edge of the bath, and as the water was draining, I would jump and my feet would slip.
Oh, that's dumb.
How's that going to go wrong?
Oh, right.
I slipped, smacked my chin, split it open, and then just as it had healed, I was at the footy not long afterwards, spinning around on a pole, you know, because that's what kids do to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I spun too far in one rotation and hit the next pole, split it again. So I got a double one there.
Yeah.
Got a big chunk taken out of my leg.
Okay.
Right, that was a very valuable spot, even at a very impressionable young age, from trying to chase my friend with a big broken bit of stick, took a chunk out.
At least Taz's story's going to be awesome. She's like, mate, just filming something. Ugh.
Oh, God, this scar on my face. Oh, TV, am I right? People love talking about their scars.
They do. And I have a love-hate relationship with hearing them. You know, because it makes me go, oh, my God, but I kind of enjoy
it. Well, then let's do it. My wife is now in the club. Let's see. Let's let her know how good it feels. 13 10 60, what's your scar story?
Rogan Sam.
Gary in Ingleburn, good morning.
Morning, Rogan Sam.
Oh, Gary, are you asleep?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Oh, okay. Still too soon, Gary. Still too soon. How'd
okay.
If it's not too personal, how'd you get your scar, Gary?
I was out working construction.
Right.
Yep.
I was on a step ladder.
Right.
Breaking down some wall tiles, and the ladder just snapped on me.
Uh-oh.
So I head first, put my hand out in front, and sliced my wrist with all the tiles.
Just the way, the suspenseful way he told it to, Sam.
Know. And the pauses in between. It's like, what's going to happen
this
next?
Is building.
What's going to happen next?
So a lot of stitches, a lot of mess, Gary?
Then I went back to work the next day and ripped him out.
Okay. Ripped him out.
Good on you, Gaz.
Mate.
That's a...
What a raconteur. Imagine a night at Gary's place.
I know, right?
Guys, it was his time. The lion came at me. And then what, Gary? Shh, I'm not done. Then it jumped. And attacked me. Did you survive, Gary? Let me finish. I survived. Oh, Gary!
Oh, man!
Reese from Bosley Park, how'd you get your scar?
I got my scar from my brother pushing me down a set of stairs and a wooden chair went through my lip.
Well, Reese, if we couldn't get two polar opposites of callers, this is it. Boom, straight to the point. Plenty of personality, plenty of sparkle. Reese, I like the cut of your jib.
Oh my god!
So you got pushed down the stairs?
Yeah, by my older brother.
Jeez! So where's your scar? Where did it end up?
Well, it's on my bottom lip. I'm lucky to have a bottom lip.
Oh
yeah,
wow!
Guys, it's lucky to have a bottom lip. I don't know. I find this so
this
funny.
This is great.
I'm delirious.
Lips get really messy. You mix all the spit up in it too. Tough one to show though. Lip scars are kind of a hard one to see.
Lips make me feel funny.
As they should. Andrew from Northmead. Good morning.
Good morning,
mate. How'd you get your scar?
I've actually done it by a cricket accident when I was a little kid. I was at the front just playing cricket, and then decided to make a run and jump and slide for the cricket stumps and cut my leg on a piece of glass.
Oh.
And then...
Where did the glass come from?
Completely unrelated to the cricket.
Oh, the glass was there because...
Oh, sorry, this glass.
We were having a party the night before. So bottles everywhere. And...
You missed it.
So you've skidded on the grass, and where did you cut yourself?
On my left knee. I actually got it recut 3 years later by plumber's pipe because my house was getting renovated. So 3 years later, it got cut again.
So when someone says, hey, how'd you get your scar? What do you say? Cricket injury? Do you say, you know?
I just done it twice.
Guys. I love it. Roden Sam.
I have a quest for questions.
Questions with...
Now, Sam, when we like to say with this, interesting people with interesting stories to tell, this is what I think this is all about, right? A job that you probably have heard about on many, many occasions, but probably never really given much thought to, well, how does it work? Three simple letters, IVF.
Mm-hmm.
We have an IVF doctor with us now, Dr. David Knight. Thank you very much for joining us.
G'day, thank you.
Now, IVF, firstly, what does it stand for?
It stands for in vitro fertilization.
And what does that mean?
In vitro.
In vitro means in glass.
Oh, that I did not know.
Really, what we're doing is we're taking the things that make people, which is eggs and sperm for humans, and we put them outside the human body, and we see if they grow into embryos, which can then hopefully make people.
A close girlfriend of mine, it took her 10 years doing IVF to finally fall pregnant. How come sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't?
Look, in general, it depends on how often a woman makes an egg that's good enough to make a baby.
Yep.
And the problem is that most of the time we think that just because you put eggs and sperm together, you're going to get what you want. Basically, if we're able to collect an egg that's good enough to make a baby, then people will get a baby.
Hmm.
How often do they make an egg that's good enough to make a baby? People in their early 20s, maybe every second or third month. And by 40, they're probably lucky to be making an egg once a year that's good enough to make a baby.
In the States, I know, you hear stories about men can donate... And they get paid for it, like
Correct.
You're given blood or something like
yeah.
that. Does that happen here for males or females?
The donor rules in Australia are relatively straightforward. Anyone can donate. It's appropriate that they can be compensated for the cost to them of doing it. Therein lies, I think, a lot of the problem with the determination of what's the value of the cost to them for producing some eggs or sperm.
Well, I think a lot of men would be very happy to lock themselves in a room with some form of stimulation to get to touch themselves. If you say, and you get paid, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to donate. Most guys would do it for free.
And I know a lot of people, you know, they go through heartbreak time after time because, you know, they'll do IVF, they'll expect a positive result, and unfortunately it doesn't work for them. How difficult is it for you, being the doctor, to try and support them during an emotional time as well as, you know, guiding them to hopefully getting a successful result?
I think it's the crux of what we do. The problem is, right at the start, setting people up so they understand what's happening and letting them know, you frame it up. And I don't think we're really framing it well for them. We're framing it to expect them to get the outcome, and when they don't, they get upset. If we frame it properly and say, look, you know, guys, it's going to take at least two or three goes. You've just got to be aware of that and prepared for it. We know that we all want to get it first time or second time, and we hope that's the case, but the reality is it doesn't work like that. And I'm not in charge of the universe. If I was, I'd make a few changes. Donald Trump, for one, I'd change that.
No one wants his.
No, that's right. So if we can set it up so people are realistic in regard to where they're going in, then they can understand and then they can plan their own lives to maximise getting the outcome they want, because that's what we're all after. We actually want to help them get what they want.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that there are plenty of people out there right now with happy little healthy bubs running around.
Well,
thanks
me
to
for
people
one.
Like you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've got a little IVF baby.
Well, there you go.
And Sam's four, and he's fantastic.
There you go.
That's gorgeous.
So you know, I think it's something that maybe some people know about. Maybe they're a bit hesitant, probably even slightly embarrassed about the idea of it. But just to know, look, it's a very natural thing, and a nice option for people to have when maybe they feel they don't have others. So Dr. David Knight, we thank you for making people.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for chatting to us today.
Cheers. Roden
Sam. Didn't a lot of people, Sam, make one hot mess of themselves yesterday with the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, absolutely. There you go.
I don't know. Something about being at the races.
Yep.
Or even not being at the races, just being watching the races on a screen. You know, people get dressed up. You think they're going to go to all this effort to really be responsible, because when you're in a suit or a nice dress, it just says class. It says sophistication. It says refinery. You've been to etiquette class. You know what it's like.
Absolutely.
But it's a complete opposite, isn't it? On Cup Day, everyone just goes, no, this is my excuse to make an absolute fool hot mess of myself.
You know what it is? It's because the sun's out, you're having some champagnes, you're just having a good time. All the men look fantastic, all the women look great, we're in good moods, let's have a good time. I went out for dinner last night and it was quite enjoyable watching everyone walk past. They're stumbling. You can tell that they looked amazing when they first started for the day, but then they're just atrocious.
It's certainly a lot of walks of shame happening. A lot of fantastic moments. Excuse me. One of them, this girl on Channel 9, she, the guy's doing his, the reporter, doing a bit of a live rap at the end of the day.
Yeah.
She is deciding to be a good citizen. Someone's lost some money. She thinks that people need to know.
Oh, God.
But then because she's had, let's say, a little bit too much to drink, she just chooses the wrong time to raise it to everybody watching at home.
Channel 9, I think you need to know somebody has lost $3.
Really?
You have given that to the rightful owner.
I probably wouldn't be able to find them, but if you give it to the security guard...
No, it's important. How dare you? Not at Channel 9. He needs to know. He needs to find out.
I wonder how she's feeling today.
Instead of her being dragged off by her friends. Look, she didn't push a cop into the garden, so there's that. But what I love is she's done that classic drunk thing of just, you get your back up. You think someone's insulting you. He's like, I'm trying to do a live cross. It's only $3. And she says, no, Channel 9. The people need to know. And as their friends are like, oh, my God.
And it's everywhere today. She would be feeling pretty funny.
I don't know if you've ever been, how much of a hot mess you've been in the past, Sam.
Look, I like to have a good time a lot of the time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a hot mess quite regularly.
I had a friend who was such a hot mess at an event, one of those sort of media /public event things.
Copy.
She was such a hot mess, she tripped over a dwarf. Just completely backed up and just didn't see a little person there and fell over on them, Sam.
Don't make me feel like a bad person for laughing at this story.
It was a funny thing. Still to this day, I remind her of it. Big shout out to Vic if you're listening. So here's my thing. I've often to this day just thought, look, I may have had a big night. Maybe I embarrassed myself on Channel 9, but mate, at least I didn't trip over a dwarf.
Roden Sam.
Shawn Mendes is a Canadian singer-songwriter whose 2016 album Illuminate has been a hit all over the world thanks to some of these. I'll be needing stitches. I know I can treat you better than he can. Now he's set to tear it up at the Enmore Theatre on the 1st and 2nd of November. Shawn has recently confirmed that he's collaborating with One Direction's Niall. Wait, did you hear that? Yeah, that was the high-pitched squeal of teenagers and mums shrieking in unison. Stretch it out, ladies. You don't want to do a serious injury before you burst my eardrums.
G'day, Shawn Mendes.
That was the best intro I've ever heard in my life.
Welcome to Australia.
Thank you.
You take your top off on one beach in Australia.
Sizzling six pack is the headline.
What? You should have known better.
Are you pretty happy with the headline though?
I'm okay with the headline.
Okay, so I mean, I'll be right.
No,
you've
yeah.
arrived in Australia. You've gone to Bondi Beach, looking good.
Thank
smoking.
You. Thank you.
Smoking hot.
And that's all anyone wants to
I
talk
had
about
no
today.
Idea there was paparazzi there you until like 20 minutes in. And I was like, can't stop flexing now. Gotta have
you
it.
Can't do
gotta
it
be
all.
Tight. Gotta be. It's a little weird, you know? I mean, I never would have thought as a kid that, like, one day I'd go to the beach and there'd just be professional photographers taking photos of me without my permission.
I know, it's crazy, right? Well, when you think you started out online, mm-hmm. just putting, you know, small clips of things up and running. Mm-hmm. Now look at you. You're touring the world.
Yeah, man. I mean,
it's... You know, to treat you better was, like, number one in 23 countries.
Then your research.
I mean, that's got to be mind-blowing for a little Canuck.
Yeah, exactly. To say the least, I mean, it's just been... There's no word that kind of describes it. You just take every day as it comes and do your best, and that's really all you can do. To try and fathom what is going on and what has happened, you know, my head would explode.
And Treat You Better, it actually was the first single off your second album,
yeah.
right? That you
yeah.
released, Illuminate. Like, you're so stressed, you've worked so hard on your album, and then it goes number one in 23 countries. Do you just go, oh, thank God?
You know what? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter the amount of fans you have, the amount of success you've had. There's that moment right before that music comes out that you're like, what if nobody buys it? What if no one likes it? You just got to leave it. Like, for me, I didn't stay up and check if it went number one. I fell asleep because I was way too stressed out about whether or not it was going to. When you take a year to create music and then you release it, and not only it goes number one, but then you see the comments on Twitter about people liking it. You know, for me, the coolest part was that 6 months before I released Treat You Better, I was so excited because my voice was getting better and it was changing. I had this more like growly aspect to it. And I was very excited about that 6 months ago. Released the song, all these people are saying, oh my God, what is this new thing? And I'm like, oh yeah, that was a discovery I had 6 months ago that people are having now. And it's kind of like, you know, I was so inspired again.
Now, you're okay with people screaming? Because fellow Canadian Bieber has just gone, no more screaming, please.
In his defense, sometimes when you write a song, you want to just take a second to talk about it, you know? You're very proud of it. And I don't think he was getting the chance to kind of explain the song. So I think that's where he was coming across. Maybe it just came across in the wrong way. But for me, screaming is very encouraging.
Yeah, yeah. It would make you feel fantastic.
No, I mean, I've been in positions where there's no screaming and then you suck and you're just scared and you think everyone hates you. And then
panic and quickly flash the abs.
Yeah, yeah,
you'll
yeah.
You'll be fine.
The best performances are always the loudest crowds.
Now, I don't know if you're looking for a date while you're here in Australia, but Sam is on a
wife, actually.
Oh, cool, great. Yeah.
Oh, you're looking for a wife.
Yeah.
See, Cody?
Is it too early?
No.
It's not too early.
Sam has a job she's performing at the moment.
Look, I'm doing a fantastic job, I like to think. I'm taking over our producer Cody's love life because she sucks at it. So
okay.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to help her out.
We all have
you
one know. Of those. It's okay.
Exactly. So she's going on three first dates
okay.
After the show. Any advice for first dates?
I mean, don't, obviously, I guess the most simple one is don't pretend to be someone else, because if it goes any further, they're going to find out you're not who you pretend to be.
So her dressing in a ball gown when she doesn't usually wear ball gowns is...
Is that your advice to her?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't take her advice.
Well, anyway, don't listen to Shawn Mendes, guys.
What would he know? Hey. What would he know?
Cody, listen to me, not Shawn Mendes.
I'm
kidding?
Across the entire world. I don't know what the game is here.
Exactly.
How am I supposed to know?
Well, Shawn Mendes, the new album Illuminate, featuring the new single Mercy, is out now. We hope you have a great time while you're here in Australia.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Roven Sam.
This guy, a Tasmanian man, he was lost in a mountain range and everyone was worried about him. There were reports he was missing. Mm-hmm. But guys, don't worry because he's been found alive. And apparently all he was doing was just searching for himself.
Sure. So he's on a trip in Malaysia.
Yep.
And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? Here, I'm here in Malaysia.
Sure.
You probably just go sit on a beach, meditate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just catch up with some local villagers or something and maybe find out what makes life mean something. Instead,
yep.
He's gone, no, I'll go wandering in the jungle.
Yep.
5 days later, help!
I love it.
Help! He's an idiot.
No, you know why I like it? Because it's so something I would do. Sometimes you just need to find yourself, guys. You get lost and you go, you know what? I need time to hang out and just be with nature and yourself away from technology. I would absolutely do that.
And what are you? You've done a digital detox.
And I screwed that up.
This guy. Yeah, but at least you didn't need rescuers to come in and get you, Sam. Your worst case was you just had people getting tagged all over again 10 years later. But this guy, what a goose. He's just gone in to go, I'm going to find myself, and after 5 days literally needs people to find him. What a clown.
I love it. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if one day I just didn't rock up to work and you'll be like, where's Sam? And I'll just be finding myself and, you know, I'll try and go to a jungle, but the best I'll do is, like, I don't know, go to Bellevue Hill Reserve, hang out near some trees. But guys,
pack some power bars, please.
I'll put a tinfoil hat on. I'll be trying to engage with, you know, the other life. I'm just saying, it would work.
I would say leave a little post or something,
yeah,
or a little letter, because that's what this guy did. So he said, I will be embarking on a journey beginning somewhere in Asia. I'll be gone for an indefinite period of time.
Yes.
Maybe in the course of my travels, I'll come to some sort of conclusion as to who I am.
Yes.
And what I want to do with my life.
Yes.
And so begins my journey beyond the horizon. Who am I and what do I need? Mate, you're an idiot and you need a compass. You need a compass or a map.
You idiot.
But I hope you found yourself.
Mate,
at least the search rescue people did.
He's in touch with his spiritual side, guys.
But look, people do. This guy may have ballsed it up, but let's be honest. People do this sort of thing, Sam. They might just, you know, go on a spa retreat somewhere or, like meditate on a beach. I know someone who, like, did one of those, like, you go and hang out with, like, Buddhist monks and you don't speak for, like, ages. But at least people knew where he was. But 131060, look, people have done it. I'm sure you have too. What have you done to find yourself?
Roven Sam.
Let's find out what you've done, Amber, from Liverpool. How did you find yourself?
I broke up with my partner for a year and partied for 4 days straight every weekend.
Yeah, girlfriend.
But the weekend's only for 2 days. So
no, I went from Thursday to Sunday.
Oh, mate.
Wow.
Whether I had uni the next day or exams or assignments, I was still out every week.
Feel
every
good?
Weekend.
Did it feel good?
It did, and we're actually now back together. A year later, we got back together.
Oh.
See, you just gotta hop on the good foot and do the bad thing, right?
Yeah, we actually crossed paths at a club.
Oh, was it?
So he done it, the same thing as I did for a whole year.
That's when you realised, hang on, he did it for a whole year?
Hang on.
Yeah, we both did.
Okay.
Okay, so you partied for a whole
year.
So
what I like about this is we're looking for, well, yes, I meditated on a mountaintop to find my inner peace. Like, nah, I just went
just
crazy.
Shots at the bar. You know, patched a couple of boys. All girls. Amber, it sounds like you had a great time. Raj, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roman Sam.
Now, what did you do to go and find yourself?
Look, I didn't quite party for four days, but I actually went to a meditation retreat and total silence for 5 days.
Total silence.
Now, Raj, I've had a friend who's done one of these. The no speaking thing, it's hardcore. It's legitimate, not a word, right?
Yeah, not a word. And to be in your own thoughts, you actually don't even acknowledge the people around you. So, look, you think it'd be hard, but after the first day or so, you can get used to it.
Yeah, I should do one of those.
You couldn't last.
Yeah, I could. Hey, Raj, did it work? Like, did you feel refreshed afterwards?
I felt so peaceful and calm after that. It was just incredible. And I was going through some, personal issues and professional issues. So I felt really invigorated, ready to sort of take on the world again.
Take on the world. Go, see.
Raj, you've inspired me.
You've definitely inspired me. Actually, do you want to know a fun fact? When I was a kid, I was talking so much and I was driving my mum insane. She put duct tape on my mouth. It sounds really bad now I'm saying it out loud.
No, it doesn't. It was a different time.
But it was a different time.
You could get away with that stuff.
Because, you know, you actually could because we're just joking. And mum's like, you would still talk through the duct tape. So I don't know if I could do that, but Raj, I love it. Hannah in Oakhurst, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Are you in the toilet? Are you finding yourself right now?
I'm having problems with my new phone.
Oh, new phone. Oh, did you get like
the... iPhone 7.
Oh, man. Look, at least it's not one of those exploding ones. You're okay.
Okay. So to find myself, I joined the sisterhood to become a nun.
And? Did you do it?
Well, let's just say I lasted 3 weeks, Rove. I really and truly did. But the rules, oh, my gosh, the process, unbelievable.
And be honest, Hannah, was it the no sex rule?
Pretty much, but, like, no debt, no makeup. Oh, my God, you've got to be fully healthy. Obviously, no testicles. But unbelievable.
Was that no testicles?
I ran away. Did you say
Hannah,
no testicles?
I know we've got a bad line here. Did you say no testicles?
Yeah, they even check your body to make sure.
Testicles.
Hang on. Who's smuggling testicles into a convent?
Hang on.
Well, it's in case you might look like a woman and might not be.
Oh, of course. Eric Idle, Robbie Coltrane, the classic movie Nuns on the Run. I hear what you're saying,
right.
Hannah.
Right.
Are you a Whoopi Goldberg style lounge singer who's squealing on the mob? They just need to know these things, Hannah. So how long did you last?
3 weeks.
Three weeks.
And did it you actually find, did you find any inner peace at all, Hannah?
No, nothing at all. Okay. I love life too much.
Yeah. And testicles too, am I right?
Oh, definitely.
Amen.
Preach!
Rove and Sam.
Sam, we are looking for love.
We are.
For our producer, Cody.
Look, Cody, she's our producer. I thought, you know what? I'm going to be a good mate. I'm going to help her out. I'm going to be a brilliant wing woman.
Mm-hmm.
So just to recap, this is where we're at. Your banter's all over the shop. You need some help with that, so I'll help you with your banter.
Okay. I'm going to style you for your date because you need to look banging. I've got a tissue box too, so you can just do a bit of a stuff. Make sure you stuff your boobs. You need it. Brilliant. I'm a genius.
And then I'll send Cody on the worst date.
Now, Sam,
I'm evil genius.
I'm no mathematician.
Sure.
But I thought we had three potential suitors and I only see two right here, right now.
Well,
what has happened? What has gone wrong?
If this couldn't get any better, I've searched four potential suitors and I had three. We had Alec, Mitch and Oliver. Unfortunately, Oliver couldn't make it.
Oh, is he out?
He's out and he left us a pretty brutal voice message.
Hey, Cody. So I saw your video on the Rove and Sam Facebook page. And to be honest, I don't think we'd work because you're not really my type. A little bit rough around the edges. Oh. I just look at you and go, nah. So, yeah, I'm sorry. But, that's just how it is. And I hope you go well with your life. And, yeah.
You go well with your life.
You know what? It's good that it comes from someone you love or just a random stranger you've never met. Sometimes you need to hear
Cody
these things.
Cody is beautiful and she's wearing a really beautiful dress today, a jumpsuit. She's trying really hard.
It's a good jumpsuit.
It's a great one.
So we have Alec and Mitch still in the running. Congratulations, boys. Oliver pulled a Courtney bachelorette style and just walked out. Who needs him? You've just improved your odds.
50-50 chance, guys.
So introduce us to the boats.
Mitch, good morning.
Morning,
we'll kick things off with you first. Now, the reason, Mitch, that I chose you, because I thought you had a really hilarious sense of humour, and that's really important when you're dating someone. I sent Mitch an email and I said, what are you looking for in a GF? And he said, Looking for in a GF. If GF means girlfriend, then someone funny, likes a good bit of banter and is career focused. That's Cody. If GF means grand final, definitely Sydney Swans winning. And if GF means gluten-free, then the answer is I'm not. Hilarious, Mitch.
Thank you.
So, Mitch, you're a catch. Why have you been unlucky in love yourself so far?
I've just been playing the field a bit, Rove.
Nice. Yes, he has. You!
Now you've got the big beard going on. Do we know if that's going to be a concern at this point? You're the one with the decent facial hair.
Oh, it's not a concern for me. It's a bit of a leftover from when I was living in the desert for a bit.
Were you?
In the desert?
Did you find yourself like that guy in Malaysia who got lost for 5 days?
Oh, no.
It took a bit longer than 5 days, but I did find myself.
Okay. So
guys, he found himself and he played the field.
He's like a Bear Grylls. Mitch, have you drunk your own urine?
No, not my own.
Okay, good.
Not my own, but someone else's. There we go.
Okay.
Let's say hi to Alec. Alec, hello.
How you going?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, he's a soft-spoken, shy one.
Oh, he is, guys.
The sensitive soul.
I might just quickly say they are both over 6 foot. That was a must-have on Cody's list. And Alec, your friends actually dobbed you in, which I think there's nothing more hilarious than a friend stitch-up. So, welcome.
Yeah, nah. They stitched me up pretty bad.
So what? How did they stitch you up? What happened?
Oh, we were just sitting around on Sunday night watching Inside Out, getting a bit teary. And
oh, get it. Guys, this is emotional. It's a sensitive new age
Hang on. You cried during Inside Out?
Oh, haven't you?
Maybe Toy Story 3. Maybe Toy Story 3.
That's
okay.
No, they walk across and they're giggling and I see Sam's video and next thing I know, they're messaging each other and I get woken up at 6 a.m. on, I think it was Monday morning.
Sure.
And they said, you're going to get a phone call in an hour, and I did.
And here you are. Welcome, boys.
It's amazing
Welcome.
How fate just works, you know?
Well, Sam, here we have two wonderful gentlemen. Again, height is certainly no concern here. We've got a sensitive soul and a funny bugger.
Yep.
So where do we go to?
Well, I'm going to plan a date for Cody and the two boys.
Dates.
We'll do it after the show today. And then, you know, we'll have to give you guys an update. So hopefully you guys don't have plans.
All right. Well, Alec, Mitch, thank you very much for being here. Best of luck.
I love it.
Cheers, Rove.
Oliver, you're dead to us.
Yep. Don't ever call the show again.
And we will hear the results of First Dates tomorrow.
Oh, thanks for being good sports, guys. I'm really looking forward to it.
Today FM's Rove and Sam.
Now, the Melbourne Cup was yesterday. There is a lot of talk about one individual is not the winning horse, the winning trainer, or the winning jockey. It is a young lady who had partied very hard on the day.
Yep.
Found some money and wanted someone from Channel 9 to hand it in.
Channel 9, I think you need to know somebody has lost $3.
Really?
I probably wouldn't be able to find them, but if you give it to the security guard.
No, it's important. How dare you? Not at Channel 9. He needs to know. He needs to find the owner.
Oh, no.
And Q Friends dragging her away. It is currently up on our Facebook page if you haven't seen it, but I'm sure it is already well and truly in your news feed today. Well, who is this young lady and what does she think? Let's find out. We actually have her on the line now. Her name is Shay Miller. Good morning. Sorry, I'll probably whisper. Good morning, Shay.
Hi, Shay.
No, the good thing about the races is that it finished early, so I have had a good night's sleep and I'm okay.
Oh, Shay.
How did you feel waking up this morning and knowing that that footage was everywhere?
I couldn't stop looking last night, I must admit. It was at like 1 million views by the time I went to bed and I went, okay, I've just got to switch off. Oh, no.
Now, your friends were there to drag you away at the time, but, you know, what about your folks, anyone else that have seen it? What do they think of your behaviour?
I've got friends requests from people I've never met, and my mum thinks it's hilarious. She's awesome.
So you've done her proud? Your mum and dad are proud?
Everyone's proud. Everyone's calling me their idol because I had a few too many champagnes and wanted to hand in $3.
So you were aware at the time that they're on air and
doing a live TV cross?
Right.
No idea at all. And, yeah, I mean, the camera should have given it away. I didn't look around me.
And, Shay, of course, the big question, what happened to the $3? Did you find the owner?
Well, the wallet didn't have ID in it. It didn't have a card so we handed it into security. And like I said, that probably would have been the best thing to do at the start. But
But guys, that $3.
Man, people need to know, Shay. I'm glad you were raising awareness. Well, look, thank you very much for making our day. What a tremendous, it seemed like you had a great time and good that you feel better about it today. Just one more time, Shay, just while we've got you here, let's have a listen.
Channel 9, I think you need to know somebody has lost $3.
Really? I probably wouldn't be able to find them, but if you give it to the security guard.
No, it's important. How dare you? Not at Channel 9. He needs to know. He needs to find
out. Oh, it still makes me cringe. Good on you, Shay.
Yeah.
Well, Shay, happy post-cup day. Have a good one. What are you doing today? Do you have to head into work and stuff like that?
Have some Hydralyte.
I actually just got to work now. I've had a Barocca.
Well. Yep.
But I think I've earned the boss to make me a coffee at least.
Absolutely. You are a champion today. Thank you very much for chatting to us, Shay.
Anytime. Thank you. Rove and Sam.
Bermuda Triangle. Map of Tassie. The end of Inception. Quinoa. This is Sam's Conspiracy Corner.
Long overdue. Secrets that need to be spilled, Sam.
Guys, I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist. I love it. Don't be surprised if eventually I just live in a bunker with lots of aluminium. I love it. Today, I'm shining a little torch on lizard people. They could be walking amongst us. Guys, when it comes to conspiracy theories, old mate S4O here is such a believer that I've always got my tinfoil hat ready to roll. Recently, I interviewed conspiracy theorist David Icke, who introduced me to the Reptilian Overlord Conspiracy. Guys, easy on the echo. So, David, give me a quick rundown on your theory.
The reptilian hybrids, not reptilian, reptilian hybrids. There's such a massive ancient modern backstory that in interviews like this, it can't sound anything but crazy. It can't.
Yet for all the jokes we make at David's expense, he has played live shows that run for up to 10 hours to packed audiences all over the world. He's pretty much just like Justin Bieber. If Bieber were older, gave up on his abs, and if he'll just stop ringing me. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yes, Bieber, it is. Please stop calling me. So what evidence is there that these reptilian overlords exist, and where are they hiding? My spider sense says to me that they're hiding right in plain sight. Just think about it. Godzilla? And all those heroes in a half shell? One, two, three, four, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, guys. But more importantly, Kermit the Flippin' Frog.
It's not easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
It's not easy being green, being the color of the leaves and nature. Think about it. Green is everywhere. All the better to hide in. Take our souls, you creepy secret Muppet ruler. Sorry about that. I think I'm getting a bit carried away. So, you're probably asking, what can we do about this?
Yeah, what can we do, Sam?
Well, that was a rhetorical question, Rove. I didn't even know you were still in the studio.
Sorry, my bad. Back to you.
God, it's called Sam's Conspiracy Corner for a reason, Rove. But anyway, there's two approaches we can take on board. We can either continue living our lives and not thinking about it at all, or we can get on the offensive and together we can bring down the lizard overlords. Rove, goddammit, get out of the studio!
Sorry!
Guys, lizard people, I basically just proved it exists.
So theory proven.
Ding! Great catch up today, Rove.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also awnings and crimsafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?
Thanks to Winston Blinds, Awnings and Crimsafe, I'm chock full of the energy and I'm ready to zing.